أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our study of Quran City. Today now, we will look at, as you enter the gates, you've got this circle which says Divine Center. So the two most phenomenal qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are A, Ar-Rahman, the awesomely merciful. And you know, we start everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the awesomely merciful, but in hand, we have Al-Mulk. Mulk is surah number 67. This awesomely merciful Rabb is in charge of everything. He owns everything. It is all His. So the first surah we're going to look at today is Surah Ar-Rahman, surah number 55. It is just phenomenal. The Prophet said, for everything there is a bride. And the bride of the Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman. It is the 55th surah of the Quran. It has 78 ayat. It's either a very late Makki or a Madani surah. Most Mufassirin say it's Madani. And you know what? It is in essence the manifestation of divine mercy in the world and in the Akhirah. So if you were to describe Rahman, it is the closest thing in human comprehension to extreme, awesome compassion. It's a phenomenal name, Ar-Rahman. When you're in need of divine help, and immediate divine help, keep on reciting, Ya Rahman. So, Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55, we've divided it into five sections. Not difficult to remember. The first section is the manifestation of Ar-Rahman, of divine mercy, of this awesome, extreme compassion in the world. The second section is reflection on creation, and we see His manifestation of mercy there too. The third section talks about the day of Qiyamah and the fate of those who deny accountability. The fourth section looks at Jannah. It's like a tour of Jannah, of the two levels for those who are God conscious. And finally, the last ayah talks about the attribute of Ar-Rahman, which is full of barakah. It's an increase beyond expectation. So first, let's look at the manifestation of divine mercy in the world. And here he starts off by saying, Ar-Rahman, the awesomely, absolutely, extremely merciful. Now, how did he manifest this? عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. He taught the Qur'an over time. The teaching of Qur'an learning, is an act of divine love and mercy. Then he says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, and he created the human being. The creation of the human being is also an act of mercy. And then he says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, he taught him the art of expression. You know, there's two words for communication in the Arabic language. There's kalam, which is just speech, and then there's bayan. Bayan comes from bayna. We looked at bayina, which is the ability to separate. So he gave the human being the ability to analyze, to break up something, and then to articulate it into incredibly eloquent speech. He gave him clarity. So the two things with the human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted through His incredible mercy was the Quran, and then the manifestation of understanding divine words was how we speak. The Prophet ﷺ said, a Muslim is known by the words he speaks. It is common knowledge that a man, a human being, lies behind his tongue. And then the second section is reflection on creation. The sun and the moon, the stars and the trees, the heavens, the creation of the human being and the jinn, the seasons, the earth, the packaging of fruit, the grains, the sweet and salty seas, the sailing of the ships. And 31 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُقَذِّبَانِ. And that sentence is in essence the crux of this surah. You know, for anyone who says, I'll only believe in a God when I see Him, he's saying, look around you. Look at everything around you. Reflect on it. Who gave it to you? Why are you not grateful? Because it translates as, which of the favors, which of the amazing things of your Rabb will you deny? And he's addressing two sorts of people, because the words use are kuma and tukadziban. An and kuma refer to duality. He's talking to both human beings and the jinn. In essence, he's saying, can you not be more grateful? Life is about gratefulness. So the focus of the surah lies in being able to open our eyes, see the writing on the wall, see the manifestations of this divine mercy, and be grateful. The next section is in essence the day of Qiyamah, but it talks about Jahannam, the fate of those who deny accountability. And amazingly, here, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُقَذِّبَانِ is mentioned seven times, because there are seven gates to Jahannam. And then the section after that, which is the fourth section, is the reward of Jannah for those who are God-conscious. In other words, for those who are grateful. And here, the ayah, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated eight times, corresponding to the eight gates of Jannah. Jahannam is described graphically so that the human being understands the gravity of wrong, the gravity of ungratefulness, the gravity of denying accountability. And the two Jannahs, Jannatan in ayah 46, that Allah describes, that's described graphically as well, so that the human being is motivated to do good, to be grateful. And the description is all about utter bliss, mental, emotional, physical and spiritual, sort of sustenance in every part of life. If you read it, you can actually see it. It's as though you see Jannah in front of your eyes. And finally, he ends the last section with the ayah, Tabaraka ismu rabbika dhil jalali wal ikram. Blessed, baraka is in the name of your Rabb, the Rabb of Jalal, of glory and ikram and honor. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the name Ar-Rahman has immense baraka in it. And baraka translated literally means an increase in goodness that is more than expected. So you know what? That is why you and I start everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because we expect that task to give us far more than we expected, because it has the divine touch on it, the divine name in it. Finally, when you think of Surah Ar-Rahman, you're thinking of manifestation of divine mercy in dunya and in the akhirah. It's all around us. And the core message is to be grateful. And secondly, to make sure we don't forget that we must start everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd also like to mention one ayah that I absolutely adore in this surah. And here Allah says in ayah 60, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. It's a question, is the reward of good anything but good? And you know what? Never ever underestimate the good that you do, because it will always come back. And if you started with his name of Ar-Rahman, it will come back manifold. And that in essence is the message of Surah Ar-Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the shade of Ar-Rahman. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.